Welcome back. This morning I was watching the news and something came up. So Mattel brought out a Braille version of Uno. And it just gave me a very good idea and I wanted to run it by everyone. So make sure you stick in and listen to the end because I am going to need your help. And I will tell you how I need your help and how you can help me with your ideas and whatever you have to offer. And if there is any episode that you share, because I feel like this is a very positive message that I'm going to have, if there's any episode that I ever do that you share so far, and this is episode 10, this one is the one that I want you to share. But I'm Eddie Stanton, and this is House Rules and Homebrews. So as I said, I was watching the news this morning, and here in Orange County, New York, the local news is News 12, and a story came up where Mattel made a Braille version of Uno. But before I really get into what I want, my big idea is, I just want to talk about the game of Uno. And I know most people know how to play Uno. You have different colored cards with numbers on them, and some are, you have your skip, reverse cards and your wild cards, and you are just laying them down, either matching a number or a color, and whoever gets down to one card says Uno, and you have your take that type cards with the reverse and skip, and obviously the wild or the draw fours. They have a draw two as well. But then you win by whoever, empties out their hand first, and that's really quick, and that's really how you play the game. It's super easy. It's super simple. So that's for the 1% of you that didn't know how to play Uno. But this game is one that when I go to family parties or we take a trip somewhere, it's always a game that seems to find itself to the table because how easy it is to play. And anybody can play it. Basically any age can play it. Number, you're matching. Matching numbers or colors. And you're just trying to get rid of your hand. And that's why it often finds itself to the table. Every time we go to Mount Snow for our winter trip to go snowboarding, we are always playing this game at least one night. And it is a fun, lighthearted game. And when I saw that Mattel made a Braille version of this game, it really made me think, like, It's something that I have never really thought about. Like the blind people that are blind, they can't play games. They can't play board games unless something is made for them. And maybe I'm the only person that really has never thought about this, but it's true. It didn't occur to me until this morning while I was watching the news. And I think what they've done here is really, really awesome. As you know from, previous episodes or just following me on social media or whatever, you know that my whole goal is to bring more people into the hobby of playing games because I think it's good for people to get together and to talk and just socialize. I think it's a better experience than sitting on a couch playing a video game. And I think it really grows a sense of bonding with, say, you're playing with friends or family. And you might have your arguments and you might be competitive, but you always seem to come back and be like, remember that one time we played this and it was really fun. And that's a big reason why I cover a lot of easier and simpler games to learn, because I want people to like those type, or not like those types of games, but I want people to really start playing games. And I think a lot of the games, whether it was here on my podcast or on YouTube or on diceatdust.com, it's a lot of easier games to understand. And I'm not saying I'm not a fan of a really in-depth game like Twilight Imperium or a Gloomhaven or Energy Empire. It's not that, because I do. I enjoy those types of games as well. But I feel like my purpose here is to convince, not so much to tell people that play board games all the time that, oh, this is a good board game or this is a bad board game, but instead to teach people that there are really good games that us as board gamers can introduce to other people. So when I saw that they made this Braille version, this is like introducing board games to a whole group of people. And it's just such a great idea. And it makes me extremely happy to see something like this. And I know you probably can't do this with every single game, but this is a game, or card-based games are games that you can probably do something like this with. For example, let's see. Uno is a really good example because it's a pretty simple game. But even two episodes ago, there was a game on Kickstarter called Western Tropic. And I feel like even a game like that could be something that you would be able to do to convert this into that. And it would just keep doing it. You know, you would keep bringing more and more. And the joy of playing these tabletop games would go to a whole new group of people. And it really made me happy when I saw that. But as for why I need your help, I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking for really anything but your ideas. Maybe somebody out there, maybe you know somebody that can help me do what I want to do. And I feel like a really good idea would be trying to donate a lot of these games, or a lot of this game in particular, because it is so easy. So Uno, you know, getting a hold of an age or a nonprofit organization, a really good one. If this is even a good idea, I don't know. Maybe you have a better idea, but a nonprofit that helps the blind and help me try and get this game to as many people as we can. And there is absolutely nothing in it for me, except for the fact that a whole new group of people is going to be playing a tabletop game, and it will make me happy to be able to be a part of that. So what the idea that went through my head was, you know, having something or somehow getting our hands on a lot of these and sending them to, say, a school for the blind, or sending them to people or families that have somebody that is blind and they can play this with them, because it's not like the card has nothing on it. You're just, the way that this is played is you're going to be, you know, feeling the Braille and then setting down the card and saying what was there. So people that are blind and not can still, you know, they can play together. And I don't know. Maybe you have, this is where you guys come in. Maybe you have an idea in how to do this, or maybe this goes nowhere and it's just an idea that I have and really high hopes. But I really would like to somehow work with you all, and maybe somebody out there, maybe all of you have a good idea and know how to do this. But definitely whether it's on social media. You can send me an email at diceitdusk@gmail.com. You can go on the website on Dice, or F, you can go to diceitdusk.com, do contact me or contact us, and just shoot me a message there, and just make sure you leave like your name and in some way, whether it's email or a Facebook page, Twitter page, anything that I can contact you back, because I really want to know how I can move forward on this. And I really would love to do something like this, getting games like this. As of right now, this is the only one that I know of, to people so they can be playing soon. But if you can help, definitely do it. Definitely talk to people and start talking, because maybe you might not know somebody, but somebody you work with might know somebody that can help me out. But that's it, guys. Until next time, play more games.